WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought a civil case against President Trump, has been indicted. She released a video statement calling it a weaponization of our justice system.
The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
As you can imagine, the president is going to be thrilled to hear this because he has been pushing his Department of Justice to do exactly what they have done today.
Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted 2 weeks ago, also in Virginia, and the new U.S. attorney there handpicked by President Trump to replace a prosecutor who concluded there was not enough evidence against Comey. Legal analyst Rebecca Royfe.
The fact that both of these were filed so quickly after Lindsey Halligan was put in place may support that inference that they were being targeted because of their political views.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The primary elections are about 10 months away, and fundraising is already underway. Joanne Krulatz reports on Republican gubernatorial fundraising.
A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $1 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Shulman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.
A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is closing this month and being demolished. Jimmy Cuska has the story.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently on October 20th. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge, which was built 94 years ago, has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour south.
The Nakusa High School Student Council is hosting a blood drive next week. It'll be Wednesday, October 15th from 1 to 6 p.m. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Cubs beat the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up 3 runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of 5 series, 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and isolated shower, 2 and a low in the upper 50s. Sun's back for tomorrow and Saturday, highs in the mid-60s. Highs in the upper 60s and breezy with increasing clouds Sunday and another shower chance. Currently at 62 degrees.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays, and we are all here together to celebrate such a beautiful night where we talk about outstanding things in life that bring beauty to our worlds. Movies, TV, comedy, music, you name it. Got some, sports talk is tomorrow, Conrad. I almost said sports, but we'll probably touch on the Cubs and Brewers a little bit.
It starts after the show.
It's all right. We can give our little predictions, I think.
Brewers.
Big surprise there. We're covering it all tonight, folks, and it's great to have you here wherever you're joining us from over this beautiful state of Wisconsin on this gorgeous fall night. Welcome to Nightlight. Fun show tonight. We've got, it's Thursday, so that means we're doing the popcorn pick of the week. If for some reason you've never heard of the popcorn pick of the week or heard that segment, we give you a movie pick that you can check out by way of our guests. And tonight, the guest during our popcorn pick of the week is Matt Miller. He will make a, and this is cool too, because Matt is a film critic from Milwaukee, and he will give us a movie that we can check out, possibly one we haven't seen or possibly one we want to revisit if we've already seen it. But I'm excited to have Matt do this. I've been trying to schedule him in so he could give us a pick, because he's always fun to talk movies about with anyway. He's also going to talk about some of the things you can see right now in the cinema, as I like to call it. We'll discuss a movie I saw recently. I'm anxious to get Matt's thoughts on One Battle After Another, which this film is like, I was reading Variety yesterday. They think One Battle After Another might draw 14 Oscar nominations, and that would tie a record with La La Land, All About Eve, and Titanic, maybe? That would tie a record. And they think maybe there will be 6 actors from the film nominated in the 4 acting categories. That's never happened before. So, very good film. Anxious to get Matt's thoughts on it. And he's seen some stuff I haven't, as always. So, we'll talk to Matt about that and what's coming up at the theater in the near future. And then, Rob Momartz.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Rob Momartz.
Momartz. I said it right.
Yeah.
Momartz. Momartz. Rob Momartz. He is a brilliant illustrator. He will be here at 7:20 tonight. So excited to have Rob in the studio and talk to him about his process and some of the great things he's done. He draws all kinds of stuff, but his illustrations for children's books are just gorgeous. And we'll share some of those with you when he's here. But Rob will be here at 7:20 tonight in studio. I see a nightlight window fun picture happening, Rob, at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give him a book to read that's not a children's book.
What book?
He can read it through the window. I don't know. Do we have like a? He's a child. We got to keep it clean anyway. I mean, he's a children's book. We can't do. I can't let him go somewhere. Anyway, 2 great guests tonight. We got a fun question tonight in honor of someone's birthday. A lot of cool things have dropped today. We Will Rock You came out on this day, I think, in 1977. So you might hear a little bit of Queen at some point during the show. It's John Mellencamp's birthday. he's a good one. John Mellencamp is like the forgotten Americana roots rock guy. And I don't mean he hasn't gotten his props in his career, but you always hear about Springsteen, to a lesser degree, Bob Seger, Tom Petty. And John Mellencamp was huge for like two or three decades. But you just haven't heard a lot about him in the last, I would say, 15 years or so. But he turns like 74 today. He's up there with Springsteen in age. And John Mellencamp, going back to when he was John Cougar, just has an outstanding music catalog. So you'll probably hear a little Cougar tonight, or Mellencamp, throughout the show. So we've got lots to talk about, and it is Thursday. I forgot to shower today, Conrad.
That's about that. That's why you smelled?
No, I smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater, buddy, and you know it. No, here's what happened. I got up today. I woke up at like 5. I couldn't get back to sleep till like 7, and then I slept till like 10:20. And I had to be a guest on my friend Mike Lucas, who was on this show last week. He has a podcast. He asked me to be on the podcast. I said, of course. So I was on his podcast today at noon. Well, I'm scrambling to get ready for the show. I thought, I'm not going to shower. I'll just throw some water in my hair. They don't have smell-o-vision over StreamYard, so I figured I was fine, right? So as the day went on, I just realized, like, I felt showered, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't shower. So don't tell Rob when he's here in studio.
What if he's listening right now?
No, just keep it on the QT. Rob seems like a stand-up guy. Like, I'm sure
he showered.
I would imagine Rob seems like a pretty clean-cut guy. I wouldn't make those judgments. I'll let you know when I meet him. But we'll discuss his cleanliness and his the sense he's giving off while he is in studio. And he can draw his way out of it. He's that good. So I didn't, and it's a weird feeling. Like, do you ever go days where you don't shower when you have to work?
I mean, sometimes you have to. But if I don't shower during the day, I'm showering before I go to bed.
Yeah. I think if you shower before you go to bed, you're better off because you're clean longer. You don't really sweat when you sleep. So your skin is kind of cleansed for a long period of time. When you shower in the morning, I start sweating within like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so I just took a casual walk along the river here and my back is soaking wet. So let's see if we can draw a prettier picture.
You know, I shower pretty much every day after I work out because I don't want anyone to smell me after I work out.
I saw this thing on the Daily Show recently. There's an Asian host who fills in. I don't know his name, but he's very, you know that guy?
Uh-uh.
And he talked about, you know, the showering process and how Asian people wash their feet. Like, they lift their foot up, scrub it with soap, and he insinuated that Americans don't do that. That we just let the water run over our feet and we consider that washed.
Do you do that?
No. I wash in between my toes. Like, that's an odor area. That's a main odor area.
Yeah, I do that too because, I mean, just my feet are not the greatest smelling when I go throughout the day.
Right.
So I make sure they're washed.
Well, I thought it was funny because he didn't even, like, I do remember friends of mine, like, when I was in college saying, no, they don't wash their feet. They do that. So that took me back to that time. But I think it's funny that he knows this about, white Americans. Like, how does he know that? He must have friends that say, no, I don't.
Oh, yeah, he went to the focus group.
I guess. But it is weird. I do feel like it was too late to shower when I realized I hadn't showered when I was on my way to Green Bay. So I could either pull over to a truck stop, take a shower.
There you go.
I'm not going to do that, though. You ever showered at a truck stop?
No.
No, it's like.
I'm sure it's kind of like the locker room a little bit.
You think they have their own stalls?
Like, you know, sometimes I don't like the locker room because it just has a small curtain and you can like easily see through it. And it's kind of weird.
Right.
But there's a Y actually in town that has like full doors.
Oh, okay.
And that's the best thing ever.
That's like a little apartment.
Exactly.
And you can like stretch out, take your time. You don't feel like you're being watched. That's how I feel. Because like when I, and we've talked about this before, when I was in high school, it was just a big open. It was like the Wild West of showering. It's like insanity going in. So I would think at a truck stop, you know, those guys are in their trucks all the time. They would want a nice place to shower. I think.
Yeah. You know, when you were in high school and you had those showers, did you have to shower?
Like
would it
gym?
Affect your grade if you didn't?
Oh, you know what? I vaguely kind of remember that, but I don't know that we were forced to shower. I don't think so.
There was one grade where that did happen to me.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, but how are they grading your shower? Are they inspecting you, or
they're like, if you don't come out of the locker room looking a little wet, they're gonna dock you for the day.
It's kind of.
I think that was like seventh or eighth grade. I can't remember, but after that, I've never showered in one of those locker rooms again. Because like you, mine was like that as well.
Yeah.
With a big wide open. Yeah.
I don't. Here's a weird thing. I had a friend in Chicago when I lived there years and years ago who went to one of the Catholic high schools. They not only had to shower, they had to line up naked by the pool. This is what he told me. I can't confirm or deny, but he's not the kind of guy that would make that up. And it was sort of like a cleanliness hygiene thing. Isn't it?
That's absurd.
I'm like, what did your parents think? It's like, oh, they just do what people tell you. That's what their parents are like. And that's kind of what my parents were like. But I think they would have raised an eyebrow at that one.
Yeah, that's...
It was a different time.
It's weird.
It is weird. It's crazy weird. A lot of fun. No. It was terrible. So, all right. I think it's time, without further ado, we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, in honor of Matt Damon's birthday this week, what is your favorite Matt Damon movie? And I'm just looking through this because he has made a ton of movies. He hasn't even been around. I think Good Will Hunting came out in like 97. That put him on the map. So 28 years. He's got like 100 movies. Maybe not 100. What is your favorite Matt Damon movie? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is the question of the night, folks. Let us know. You can text us on the app or on the stream. If you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter, let us know. We love it when you are a part of the show, and we'll read your text on the radio. You know, it's funny. Dave on the stream said Field of Dreams, Good Will Hunting, Saving Private Ryan. I think he was in Field of Dreams. He was like kid or something, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know. I'm still thinking about this, to be honest with you. Did you answer the question?
I did.
What was your answer?
Well, first, I really liked the movie Air.
Oh, yeah.
About Nike, you know, getting Michael Jordan to sign
yes.
with them. Which,
love
fantastic
movie.
And then the other one was Downsizing. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I feel like I have, but how old is that movie?
I think it's early 2000s, maybe.
Okay.
But it's about, like, you can make a change to yourself where you're, like, like, super small, like the size of, like, a toy, and then you live in this huge, like, this kind of, like, weird paradise where you're that small and everything's cheaper. So they do that. He's going to do it with his wife. Okay, that's a...
Pause.
Okay. And his wife backs out last second. So he just... He gets shrunk and he's in this paradise kind of just by himself. But it takes a crazy turn and it's a really good movie, actually.
Say the title again.
Downsizing.
Interesting. You know, the obvious choice is the Bourne movies, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to reserve the right to choose. I'm going to say, and I'll pick between one of these. Rounders, Air. I just lost my... Rounders, Air, and maybe Ford versus Ferrari. That was a great movie. We'll discuss, but let us know what you think, folks. What is your favorite Matt Damon movie? We're talking movies. It's the Popcorn Pick of the Week with our pal Matt Miller coming up at 6:35. And then Rob Momartz at 7:20. Brilliant illustrator. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah, we're going down.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. That is John Mellencamp with I Need a Lover. He turns 74 today, I think. I looked this up, but apparently not. And again, like John Mellencamp, one of the greats. You just don't hear his name that much. I know he had some health problems, but he great songs. Pink Houses, Small Town, Minutes to Memories. He's got some amazing tunes. Do we have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do. Terry from Madison.
Terry, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Doing very well. It's nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Sure. What's on your mind?
So it's it's also Jackson Brown's birthday today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think he's 77.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Not young, but, you know.
He's had a good run.
Music. He's awesome.
I love Jackson. What is your favorite Jackson Brown song?
Well, it's kind of obscure. It's called Ready or Not.
I think I know that song.
Yeah, it's about him basically getting his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, wow. Well, it's interesting. Do you remember the song? I think it was Somebody's Baby that was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Jason Leigh's character got pregnant, but that was a great use of his music. My favorite Jackson Brown tune is Running on Empty, I think. I love that song.
Yeah. I think that song is on that album. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And, of course, Take It Easy. But, you know, that doesn't count because it's such a great song.
Yeah. No, that's a great call. So, thank you for the nudge.
Sure.
That slipped by me yesterday when I was preparing the show. So thanks for the heads up.
Thanks to Facebook on that one, but anyhow. So, and I think that John Mellencamp has been also taking care of his daughter, who might be very ill.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you said that he was sick, it's like, oh, I think it's his daughter. Hmm. But I could be wrong. I thought I read that, though. So anyhow.
Well, that could be.
Of course, good friends with Bruce. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I know you're a Bruce fan.
Do I say that too much? I am a huge Bruce fan. I think the world.
Yeah.
Of him, so.
Yeah,
well, thank you. Thank you for the call, Terry. Have a great night.
Thanks. You guys, too. Love the show.
And you're very welcome. Thank you. I didn't know that about his daughter. But even with his health problems, I feel like it's been even longer. I don't know. Maybe he just voluntarily dropped out of the spotlight, too. Who knows? Thank you for the call, Terry. Khan, do you have a realistic prediction for tonight's game?
Brewers, I'm going to say like 6-2.
If I were to bet, I would never bet against my own team. I'm that idiot in fantasy that drafts players from my own team, so I never have to root against them. I do feel like the Brewers don't want a game 5 at home. That's pressure. Not to say they can't do it, but I do feel like they're going to come out tonight just balls out, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, I think they're gonna come out and be ready to play this time. Last night was a little different. I think this time's going to be
We'll see.
Hotter bets.
Although the Cubs probably got a big jolt out of that win to win the way they did. If they did come back and win, that you'd look back at that and go, that was a momentum shift. But I do feel like the Brewers are just, I think they don't want a game 5. I'm just going to have to monitor the game because I'm not going to go watch it with my dad if the Cubs are, when I get back to town. So. Anyway, well, that'll be interesting to see. Dave on the stream says, Conrad, we don't want to hear your dreams. Speak for yourself, Dave. That's good radio. What was Dave insinuating there, Conrad?
I said his wife didn't, or his wife and him wanted to do it or something like that.
And you
I was talking about the movie.
You dream of Matt Damon and his wife. That's weirder dreams up there.
I just look up to him.
I think I'm going to go my favorite Matt Damon movie. And the Departed is in there, too. And he was really good in that, and he held his own with really good actors. But I'm going to say Rounders. So I'll go with Rounders. Good movie. Good movie about poker. I love poker. I love John Malkovich. Ed Norton's in it. He does a great job. So there you go. Other social media posts. Just to let you know, folks, we do post our question of the day on Facebook every day. So you can weigh in there. If you can't listen to the show, we'll still read it on the air. Janet on social media says, Good Will Hunting. I assumed we'd get a few Good Will Hunting votes tonight. So, and that was a great movie. Did you like Good Will Hunting? Did you see that?
I've actually never seen it.
Okay. I bet you'd really dig it. It's, it's what put he and Ben Affleck on the map. And I didn't love it when it came out, but I do like it. I think it's a nice movie. There were all kinds of rumors that they didn't really write it, that they brought in, what's the script doctor's name? William Goldman, I think, to write a lot of the script, but Affleck and Damon still got credit. I don't know that for a fact, but it wouldn't surprise me because they were two young guys, and I think the studio saw an opportunity there to promote these two guys because they were good actors, they had great presence on camera, and they had a nice story. So whether or not it was tweaked by a script doctor, I don't know, but it's a good movie. I like it. I think it holds up. Lori from, is this for us, Con? I don't think Lori's text is for us, is it?
No.
No. Okay. Edward says, he's in the 414. He says, the talented Mr. Ripley. Yeah, that was a good one. With Jude Law. Plays a real psycho douchebag. We could say douchebag, right? That's just good, clean American verbiage. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Matt Damon movie was Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, and then you got that movie, too. He's got a ton of credits. That's incredible. All right, we'll read more of your texts as the show goes on. What is your favorite Matt Damon movie? It's Matt's birthday this week, and that's a good question. He's done enough movies where we can, even the casual fan probably knows a couple. When we come back, folks, we're making the popcorn pick of the week with our pal, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller, and all kinds of fun here. Be part of the show. Phone lines are open. Let's do this. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wausau Ethics Board will move forward with their investigation into a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. The complaint was filed...
growing and getting to a point that I think even JJ would look at and say, boy, we were dreaming about USA Hockey to be at this level and a consistency of expectations of success. And it doesn't matter if it starts at the U18s and getting to world championships there, the goal is gold. World juniors, the goal is gold. And now you're talking world championships. You see what happened recently there and then with the upcoming Olympics. So it's a program that I think is very important. We've had a lot of players that have played in that program that have come through our program here. And, you know, they're a staple to what happens in college hockey because we're trying to make sure that our grassroots level is taken care of as much as possible. So they're going to come in here with a little chip on their shoulder.
I'm sure they will. And your objective here tonight, you know, it's an exhibition game. Nevertheless, it's an opportunity to get better. That's the way you got to look at it.
Well, we have to. And it's a little unique for us in playing them this early. Yeah. You know, and other times it's been January or during an off week there in the second half. And so for us, we've got to get better because you've got Minnesota State who's playing this weekend down in Omaha, and they're going to play back-to-back games. So we've got to take this opportunity to progress and then give guys opportunity to show themselves for what we're going to have next weekend.
Specifically, Eli Pulver, the transfer from Minnesota State, will get the start and goal tonight, and we may see Anton Castro too.
Yeah, we're going to see, you know, I talked to Eli and both him and Anton, and they're going to get, you know, we'll see what happens. I want to let the game kind of dictate what we're going to do between the posts throughout the entire 60 minutes. But Eli's going to get the ball first, and hopefully he can get us off to a good start.
All right, that's Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and the U.S. Under 18 team is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
On.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar & Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar & Grill, where it's always a good time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl's Center tonight, Wisconsin with an exhibition game against the U.S. under 18 team out of Plymouth, Michigan. 44 Wisconsin Badgers had some development through the National Team Development Program on this current Wisconsin roster. Zach Scholes and Logan Hensler both played for the NTDP. Familiar names on this squad. Nick Four, former Nebraska Omaha player, is the head coach. Kevin Porter, Homie Baker Award winner at Michigan, is an assistant coach. Parker Trottier is the top line left winger. His grandfather only won 6 Stanley Cups with the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Victor Plant, his dad Derek, a star at Minnesota Duluth. A.J. Francisco, a second cousin to former Wisconsin Badgers forward Jason Francisco, part of the 1990 National Championship team. There are 9 Big Ten recruits on this U.S. squad, 4 for Notre Dame, 3 for Michigan State, 1 for Michigan, and 1 for Wisconsin. 5'11", 190-pound right winger Lucas Zajic. He'll be on the top line tonight for Team USA. Zajic from Plainfield, Illinois, has 2 goals and 3 points in 8 games. In midgets at Shattuck St. Mary's a couple of years ago, he had 46 goals in 55 games. Not too bad. And with the U-17 U.S. squad last year, Zajic had 24 goals in 57 games, and those are 16-year-old young boys playing against collegiate players sometimes or older players in junior hockey up to the age of 20.
Yeah, and it's interesting how everybody always says that. It's just a high school kid who's going to Northville High School and or Plymouth High School and doing all of it, and they're playing against older competition. But the young man from Penn State played as a 15, 16, and 17-year-old in the Western Hockey League.
Gavin McKenna?
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He grew up fast.
He certainly did. Speaking of Penn State, the Nittany Lions are home to play Clarkson today, and Penn State currently leads 4-2. Verona native J.J. Weebush for the Nittany Lions scored a natural hat trick from the end of the first period through the middle of the second, and then he added another goal. So Weebush has all 4 goals for Penn State. Michigan State and New Hampshire, Spartans opening their season, the defending league champions, against UNH 1-1 after 1 period of play in East Lansing. Minnesota, which split its opening series at Michigan Tech last weekend, having a 2-game series against Boston College that starts tonight at Mariucci Arena a little bit after 8 o'clock Central Time. Here it's Wisconsin and the U.S. under 18 team, and we'll run down the line charts for you when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
The puck drops at the Kohl's Center this month. Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
style and versatility with a roomy interior that's loaded with intuitive tech and first-class comfort. Or Equinox EV, known for its affordability and capability, plus excellent range and remarkable performance. Visit BadgerlandChevy.com or see your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This Badger season is guaranteed to be jam-packed with big hits. The timely blitz and the tight window fits.
Touchdown!
So you need a pizza that'll be there for all the big moments. You need a Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you...
directions to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply